Then they picked up stones to throw at Jesus, and he hid himself and ran away from the temple. This is how today's gospel ended, John chapter 8, 51 to 59. I think it was Odumegwujuku, but I think he borrowed from somebody who says that he who fights and run lives to fight again. It is not fear, it is prudence. We have been, today is Thursday, 21st March. This is today's equinox. The sun comes to the equator, signifying the change of time. The church now, the sun now moves to the northern hemisphere. The wonders of creation and the greatness of God. Today is day number 37 in our march towards the Easter victory through the desert of prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. Jesus keeps discussing, debating with his fellow countrymen, the Jews, about his divinity and the truth. After telling them yesterday that only the truth will make them free, and that he who lies and remains in the sin is a slave, he continues the discussion today, establishing that before Abraham he was, that Abraham believed and was made the father of the faithful, but they don't believe him, even though he tells them the truth. He said, I know him, I know my father, he's the one who glorifies me. If I say he doesn't, I don't know him, I'll be a liar like you people. He's our God. Abraham believed, and they said, you are stupid, you are not 50 years and you have seen Abraham. What is interesting that Jesus did not allow himself to be intimidated by the intimidation of the Jews, his brothers. He didn't allow himself to be intimidated. He maintained the truth. He stood at the truth. At the end, it was not yet time. He hid himself. He ran so as to fight again. He who fights and runs lives to fight again. The church has remained in a battle against the new currents of ideologies and theologies. Right from the publication of Humanae Vitae of Paul VI after the Second Vatican Council about the sanctity and the dignity of human life and family and matrimony, and now accentuated with the gender ideology, the church keep debating to maintain the truth about the gospel, about the family, about the human life, the truth that Jesus Christ is the savior of the world, the truth that family, the matrimony comes from God, the truth that matrimony between a man and a woman, the truth we are made male and female, not male or and female, male or if you want, change to female. The church keeps debating this and will not succumb to the threats of New World Order and the other campaigns, other satanic and occultic threats. The same way, the truth about that sin is sin and we cannot baptize sin. The church fights with prudence, tries to move with the world, move the current of the world, open the door for discussion, evangelize with modern technologies and means, get there where the world is and preach the gospel there, but not changing the truth. On this Eucharistic Thursday, as you come before his presence to worship him, as you adore, we do reparations for all the scandals, heresies, diversions, divisions the church suffers that has happened in the church. At times, because of the pressure, we give up, we give in to what is not the truth. May you become part of those who maintain the firmness and the truth of the gospel. Be sealed with the precious blood of Jesus, you and your household. Now with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. John chapter 8, 51 to 59 is the gospel of today. Day number 37. Our climbing towards the Easter victory